And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, Cart. Would you like me to sing a few notes from the song Independence Day by Carrie Underwood?
Please, yes.
Let freedom ring. Let the white dove sing. Crazy to ask me to do that before 8:05 in the morning.
You asked me.
I mean, you could have said no.
I mean, has there ever been an opportunity where you've been like, should I sing this? And I'm just like, yeah, no.
Honestly, I don't know if you've ever said no when I ask you, should I do anything?
Yeah, it's a bad thing. Really bad.
Good morning. Do we want to address that we're recording this so early?
No.
Okay. Nice pivot. Car, at this time today, when everybody's listening to this, but really in our world tomorrow, what do you hope to be doing?
Let's see. Tomorrow I hope to be finishing up a morning walk, maybe grabbing a cup of coffee, and then preparing myself for a day of just embracing sun. And then I need to have a light beer or a seltzer in my hand by 11:30 a.m. at the latest.
When's your travel? Are you going out there tonight or are you going out there tomorrow?
Flying out tomorrow morning.
So how are you going to be on a walk tomorrow morning at this time?
Because I'm flying out early this time. Time difference is California. I'm fresh off the plane.
Okay. Taking a walk.
Yeah, because I'm going to need a walk.
Yeah, wow. All right. You guys are early morning flyers. I learned that this last week. Like, if given the opportunity, you choose the red eye life.
My wife schedules our flights.
Okay. Understood. Got it. As she should, by the way.
Yeah, because if this led up to me, I'm picking, like, actually, I don't know. Have you ever booked a flight?
No, God, no.
Okay, well, obviously, just like any website, there's a filter, right? Like, price high to low. I'm going low to high, right? As many stops as possible. I'm taking the least inconvenient option as possible if it means I'm paying $46.95 to fly somewhere. Mm. I'm not about convenience. I'm about saving money.
Mm. That's why you run Sleeper's Finances, because not with flights, but with other things, definitely just like, yeah, let's just get the most like ready thing right now. Let's do it. That one.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can give a little insight to Sleeper's Finances really quick before we get into this. I get a call before I go to the gym and all I get is, okay, quickly, I'm about to go in somewhere. Hypothetically speaking, if I wanted to pay a player $5,000 to get on our show, I'm not saying I want to do that. I'm asking you to tell me, can we? And I'm just like, huh. And then I say, huh, and I pause, and you take that as a yes. And I'm like, wait, no. You say, okay, thank you, that's all I need, and you hang up.
Yeah, you can't pause around me.
Yeah, that's bad. But thank God we pivoted.
We did pivot. Also, for the record, to the people wondering, we paid one participant in Draftapalooza, just one, and we did not pay them anywhere near $5,000. Prices went down as time got closer, and we booked a lot of people. Pretty impressive, honestly. We got 21 people for free.
In the comments, guess who we paid.
I don't think most would guess.
You think? I think they would.
You think that? Okay, maybe. I thought when you were going to tell the me with money story, you were going to tell the story of how I bought 13 people, 8 strangers at a bar, tequila shots over the weekend. I asked you if we could expense it after getting the bill, and then gave a speech.
Yeah, that was pretty special, especially because you started it off like Abe Lincoln, like 4 score 7 years ago. Gets the shot, gets everyone in the bar's attention. Granted, we only know.
Hold on. No, I'm sorry. To paint this as if it was everyone in the bar. It was everyone in the bar because we were the only people in the bar, okay? Y'all have been gassing up one star to me for 3 decades. This was just an empty hallway with a really grumpy bartender and like 4 stools. That's all that one star was. So I enjoyed it. Don't get me wrong. Loved it. But it was not like we're at a packed bar and I'm making a huge scene. I just turned around to the people we were with and said, here's why I'm buying you tequila shots.
It was special that night, I'll tell you.
I didn't make it that far, unfortunately. But
good, you shouldn't have.
The crushes showed me. Anyway, Carr, it's 4th of July. Do you have any words of patriotism or not patriotism? Maybe just relaxation, celebration for our listeners out there?
Relax and never ever forget my greatest ever 4th of July saying, I would serve crack before I serve this country.
That's not a 4th of July saying. Like, we're not whipping that out as if it's like, oh, we're going to fire up the grill today. It's the 4th of July.
I might.
I just don't think we should
do. Are you going to be on the grill?
Actually, I probably will. Yeah. Yeah. Right. As our plans get more final here. Yeah, I think I will.
Okay. I'm going to need those final plans sent to my phone immediately. I need to know what you're doing on the hourly.
I can do that. What's your ideal 4th of July plate, by the way? And then we can get to the show.
Ideal 4th of July plate? I let people pick their grilled item, but there needs to be some item from the grill. I preferably would like a hot dog or sausage. Like that's the way I would go about it.
Trying to sneak that or sausage in there is crazy.
I mean, sometimes
or a sausage on the 4th of July, crazy.
I mean, if I can get a nice sausage, that I'm in there. Pause. But I'll go with that. Some potato salad if it's made by the right person, preferably Trav's Aunt Minnie's. Potato salad. I need to get that on my plate. And then maybe it's like some fruit, something like that. And then if I'm feeling real grimy and maybe I don't have plans directly after the plate, I'll go for like some baked beans, maybe a little heavier barbecue side, like a baked beans, mac and cheese, something like that.
Nice.
What's your ideal plate? The one Murphy has?
I'd go for like 2 hot dogs, mac and cheese if it's there. Although this might be a little crazy, I'd almost prefer a cheesy potato over a mac and cheese.
That's not as crazy as you want to make it seem. I like a good cheesy potato.
It's got to be well executed, but like if both were there on the 4th, I think I'd go for the potato over the mac and cheese. And then I mean. Just not a surprise, of course, but not looking for potato salad, nothing like that. When it comes to 4th of July, what really makes a special plate to me is really like, what accessories do we have? So do we have like a whole little side table set up where people just place the one dessert they were asked to bring? That's what I'm looking for. I need some mini brownies. I need some like just regular cookies with like some like iced frosting. But then I also need someone who came in late with the chocolate chip cookies.
Greg. I got it. We need a table full of the Jimmy John's Funfetti cookies.
Uh-huh. That'd be fun. Yes. I mean, that's patriotic right there.
It is.
Yeah. Special. Okay. Do you have a YouTube comment of the day or should we just go on?
Sorry, I'm hungry now.
8:13 in the morning.
And you know, I feel like that was unwarranted. I'm not gonna lie.
Lusting after Jimmy John's iced cookie sandwiches at 8:13 in the morning is a new one.
Yeah, I'm sure Malik will enjoy that one. Okay, this one comes from the CRTSDE podcast. Greg, I caught you on the Grizz 901 show today and thought you were fantastic. Looks like I'll be jumping on the subs here for more insight. Greg, you were fantastic, by the way, on that. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, shout out to Daniel Greer. He has been a longtime friend of ours, and Honestly, the relationship with Daniel began years ago. I kind of recruited Daniel for a project we were working on with the Multiplicity Media guys. We were trying to build a little content team to do a lot of work together a couple years ago. Long story short, that never fully came together the way we wanted it to, but in the process got to interact and meet with a lot of good content creators who are as passionate about this stuff as we are. And many of them you've probably seen on the show before. That's where Dion Hill Ford kind of came from. And Michael Lofton is in the Discord, if you know him. Maxwell Millington, a guy on Twitter who does a lot of really good stuff, college football guy that we may do some more with in the future. So yeah, but who's that?
S too.
Oh yeah, S Fondiar is one of our favorite NBA creators. He's doing a bunch of stuff for Bleacher Report right now. So yeah, kind of a squad over there. But Daniel was my addition to the group. I had found this guy and I was like, I think this dude's incredible. He's such a good host. He could help us with a bazillion things. So I kind of made the phone call pitch. It was actually the weekend of your bachelor party. I was on the phone with Daniel Greer, like, hey, I got this thing I want to recruit you for. So we've stayed good close friends, I would say, since. And he is very generous. He comes on our he's in our Discord and he invites us on his show from time to time. We'll have to get him on our show at some point, but means a lot if anybody heard that and liked what they heard. I really truly just wanted to go on that show and like set my record straight on Zach Edey, man. I'm gonna continue to scream from the heavens that I like it wasn't a bit, Cart. In the pre-draft process, I'm out here calling this man, maybe he's Shaq. He has the highest ceiling in the draft. I think everybody thought that was a bit. It's not a bit. And now he's like in the situation I hoped he would get in to see all of this. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it was good stuff by you. And
thank you.
I'm sure Grizzlies fans enjoyed hearing the passion behind Zach Edey.
There's no one on earth except for Julia Edey, I think, that is as personally invested in Zach Edey as
me. It's pretty good that you're not a full-on Purdue fan, because I don't even think full Purdue fans, like, they're passionate about Zach Edey, but they don't have the spark sometimes.
Here's what I think it is, and Purdue fans in our Discord can tell me if I'm wrong here. I think most Purdue fans love Zach Edey and are rooting endlessly for him. Do not get me wrong. But also deep down in their hearts and the twinkle in their eye, most Purdue fans would admit that their experience, their job with Zach Edey is done. Zach Edey finished the project for them. And now whatever happens, happens. I hope it goes great. But whatever happens, happens. For me, it's just beginning, Cart. Like, my legacy is on the line with Zach Edey in the NBA right now. And I think he's going to crush it. Okay. Let's get to the Discord comments. Join the Discord. You can see Daniel Greer and many others in there. We are recording this episode and then an episode for Friday with Riley Davis right after this. So I'm going to kind of jump around the comments, make sure that we save any Riley Friday comments for Riley himself in the next episode. But we will start today with Malik. I will take the White Castle question. The correct answer is as many as you can. There's no wrong answer. It's about if you're a little hungry, kind of hungry, or hungry.
Isn't there like a myth that like it's actually you could eat more when you're not like on an empty stomach or something like that? Because like if you don't have something in there, like if you're just starving, you'll like get full faster or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like Joe Chestnut says something like that.
I believe it. I definitely believe it. I also will take this opportunity on the White Castle note and the empty stomach note to address the nation. I'm going on a diet again. This is day two of a diet.
Wow.
A diet the week of 4th of July is crazy. I know.
That's I mean, I'm not going to lie. You got to wait till after 4th of July.
Because it's been for about a month and a half. It's been, well, I'll just wait until after Baltimore. I'll just wait until after my trip up north. I'm just going to wait. There's no more waiting, Cart. There's no more waiting.
What's the diet consist of?
Intermittent fasting has always been the move. And then I just track everything I eat in MyFitnessPal. I got my daily calorie count. I'm going to get my macros synced up. I've done this two different extended periods in my life. Both times I lost about 20 pounds in like a 2 month span. So it's time. It's time.
Can I make one suggestion?
Sure.
I would, unless you really love MyFitnessPal, which if you do, good on you. I like using my net diary. I think it works better than MyFitnessPal.
Okay.
A little easier to use. But if you're good on MyFitnessPal, just rock on. But if you
appreciate that, I'm only good with the results from MyFitnessPal.
But also, enjoy the app experience. How dare you?
What?
How dare you just go on a diet and not let me know? Like we're not like we're not visually present every single day.
I figured you'd just start noticing after time, honestly. Because the thing with me is it shows in the face. And again, I heard the boo birds. I went back and watched the film, okay, on the why'd you shave the beard? I didn't get the why'd you shave the beard when I was 20 pounds down about a year ago. I got the why'd you shave the beard when I got the double chin looking right now. So we're back in the lab. That's what this is.
All right. Well, I'm not forced to make changes. This is honest. I'm sorry. I can't just let you do that while I don't do it.
This is very anti 4th of July energy, but here we are. Purdue Fox says, have we overthought the I'm coming back posts? Like clearly I think of DGL and his having to now post it, but is that just a way to signal to other tampering coaches to back off and leave me alone?
I personally do not think so, because as a pro tampering podcaster, if I was a pro tampering coach, some cute little post that says I'm back would do nothing for me. It'd do absolutely nothing. I would actually respond to that tweet, send him his own tweet and a DM and say, LOL, do you really want to be back?
I think this is a good thought from Purdue Fox. With that said, I don't think it's accurate, because even if you don't want to leave or you don't want coaches all over you, it's fun to be tampered with. Like,
yeah, if you wanted.
Yeah, this is like, it's fun to be flirted with, you know? Like, there's not a human on earth that is just like, I don't ever want anyone to want to flirt with me. Like, that's not the case. Like, even, it's just not how life works. It's not how human red-blooded individuals are, okay? Now, you don't have to reciprocate it. You can make sure you got the ring on your finger. Oh, I got the I'm coming back post. I'm happy at Illinois. But you really tell me you walk through the bar, you don't want Bill Self kind of turning his head like, that's straight give Longhorn over there.
Is that DGL? Wow.
That's for sure.
He looks good.
Malik Perry says, losers in the Jeremiah Fears LOL saga. Illinois fighting oranges. See how people turn their back on people? He was the shit when he was on the team. Second, Brad, enough said. Third, loser DGL, kind of. Why is DGL a loser here?
I don't know. DGL's been like good. I don't get that. The fighting oranges is crazy.
I think DGL's a winner here, but yeah, I agree with the rest of this from Malik. Time to play devil's advocate. I'm going to throw a football through a Cheerio here.
Who said that?
DGL didn't leave. This could be a smart move or dumb move depending on the future. If Jasper becomes Casper and ghosts the oranges and bad dad don't got any more guards, DGL might get playing time, but I bet he leaves because there's a trend happening. So hopefully DGL don't waste his years not playing. Malik is like a prophet today.
That was a generational. Okay, first of all, I'm gonna try to throw a football through a Cheerio here.
I'm gonna throw a football through a Cheerio. If Jasper becomes Casper and bad dad don't got more guards, like that's. This is a true poet at work. Also, I would like to acknowledge the simple truth that last night I put a poll in the comment section and said, whose team are you on, Malik or Sleeve? Because they have a beef ongoing. And I woke up to a missed call from Malik and then, okay, sport, let's play in my DMs. I'm terrified. I love you.
Hey, wait, Greg, how tall is Malik?
I don't know. I don't remember.
He's 5'6".
Oh, I forgot. I tune everything out under 5'11" if you're sorry. Okay. Let's see. More Malik. I don't know where Fears might go now, but he has a good family with him, and I'm sure they have a plan. Him going to Michigan would be a better game to see two brothers go at it. I could see this being great. Dusty, get your ass up and go get that guard. Malik, you're spitting today. Cart, on some actual stuff, would it be cool to see Jeremiah at Michigan while Jeremy's at Michigan State?
Yeah, I actually think it would be, just to see them go at it. I've been trying to figure out, like, because obviously, given the situation, I would hate for a player of Jeremiah Fears' caliber to go to Michigan. But I was excited that I didn't have to go, that I wouldn't have to go against him at Illinois. But, I mean, that would be something pretty cool for the brother rivalry, especially because I know Jeremiah wants to be a one and done. But like, what if it lasted like 2 years? Because Jeremy just got his year back, so they would both be freshmen technically, and then they could play for like maybe 2 years, 3 years. That'd be fun.
It would be really fun. That's my thought too. I mean, look, it would be one of the cooler things I think we've seen in recent Big Ten history. Like two brothers that are equally big, important pieces of their team and playing for rivals. And also, like, the Fears family seems like the perfect family to kind of transcend this rivalry. You know me, like, I'm obviously a mutant individual idiot who is in the middle of all of this. But I do have times where, like, I enjoy the hate of both sides. But I like when there are moments in the rivalry where everyone involved can be like, that was really cool. Like, I liked in the way Michigan handled the game with Michigan State right after the shooting. I thought that was really respectfully done. And it was just a cool moment. I also think there's been players that have transcended, like Michigan fans have been able to support Cassius Winston before.
Yeah, I don't mean to cut you off. One of my favorite moments was like Xavier Simpson and Cassius like had a moment and like they had connected on social media and everything like that after like battling for all these years. Yeah. And after Cassius situation, that was like one of the cooler, like every fan base come together. Like, that was an awesome moment.
Yeah, it's like when that stuff happens, it's important enough that you get chills because these sides are supposed to hate each other and they so often do. But I do think like the Fears family seems like the perfect people to just sort of transcend it. Like I don't think Michigan State people would like hate Jeremiah if he goes to Michigan, even if he's good and vice versa. I don't think there are Michigan fans that hate Jeremy Fears. So it could work. It would be really, really cool. Let's see. We had beef between Malik and Sleeve. Like I said last night, Sleeve Nash just jumped in with a shut the F up. You talk too much. And then we had some back and forth. So Malik's next comment he would like read on the show is, if Sleeve Nash is right about people leaving the Discord because of me, then I would like to say I'm sorry. Didn't mean to make weak-ass, soft-as-water people leave this Discord. If you can't take the good with the bad, leave the woods, because you did kill me. Steve Ash, who wishes he was Steve Nash.
I don't get it.
Steve Ash, as in like Stephen Ashworth, who wishes he was Steve Nash?
Is that what he actually meant?
That's a
well, he's on a generational run right now.
He says, I would like to thank Painters Petting Zoo alumni for always telling me to move it to another thread. Sorry, I keep doing this. It won't happen again. Parentheses in all caps on purpose.
I just don't understand.
Luke asks, what grade would Malik get in a ninth grade English class?
Probably like a C plus.
Here's my thing. I think there's no way Malik can be such a wordsmith at times and not be leaning into the bit intentionally a little bit here. So I think he's smarter than he lets off.
You think?
Yeah, I think like B plus in English class.
Yeah. It's fascinating.
Toon says, oh no, sorry. Toon has a question for Riley Friday. We'll save when we're on the next episode. Braden Shrewsbury says, I apologize. I've been slacking in the comments thread, but no more. I ain't going to let a dude named Sleeve think he got the lead. He talks a big talk for someone that don't know shit about a Discord hawk, but that's me. I wait till I see my prey, and then I go and ruin his day. So next time you want to come at an OG, why don't you come at me? Malik don't make nobody leave, but if you really think so, then I bet your name is Sleeve.
Okay, first of all, Sleeve Nash has turned the Discord on its noggin.
I mean, Doctor says, I stand with Malik. There's a lot of
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Oh, Malik defense here, Card. Are you surprised by this?
Actually, no. Given his generational run of comments right there, like, he's been special. The football Cheerio thing needs to be spoken about for generations.
I was going to say, like, I think he's earned this, even though sometimes he feels like an op to us. Like, Malik, this is the Malik day. This is the Malik show. We're going to celebrate Malik today, and Sleeve has work to do if he wants to get on that level. Deacon Sully says, can you beat me in a case race if Freebird played 24-7 until all 24 beers are finished? Parentheses, the answer is no.
Have you ever been in a case race?
I have been in a case race. It's one of my least favorite forms of drinking activities.
I've never actually been a participant in a case race. I think I'd be good at it, though.
I mean, you're good at anything that involves heavy amounts of drinking in a quick time span.
Yeah, I am slow. I'm slowing down, though.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like Paul Pierce on the Clippers level.
No.
But like... I'm like Jordan on the Wizards.
You know how we went to a baseball game on Friday night?
Yeah.
Do you remember who was pitching for the Rangers?
No.
It was Max Scherzer, Tigers legend.
Two-eye legend.
I didn't even know Max Scherzer was on the Rangers, but I was excited when I found out he was there. And I did, like, pick the head. Oh, let's watch some Scherzer. It was a pitcher's duel in the fourth inning. His fastball's about 6 miles an hour slower than it used to be. That's you with drinking right now.
That's fine, I think.
You're still going. Like, you're still the star. Like, I think Scherzer's still an ace. But he's doing it a little different than he used to.
Am I still, like, making all-star games, or am I making it off my name alone? Like, are the fans help? Am I making it off the fan vote?
I think you're making it off the fan vote, to be honest. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that means you earned it in your prime.
I mentally can't accept that.
Also, I love Sully's approach on this, though. Like Freebird playing until we're done would really get to you.
What song is Freebird?
You can look it up after this, but if Freebird was just on repeat, it would have you in hell.
Oh, is that the Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
Let's just move on, Cart. I think, yeah, this is it. So I put that poll in. Where are you, Team Sleeve or Team Malik? 18 people voted. Any guess on who got how many votes?
I'm gonna say 14 Malik, 4 Sleeve.
16 Malik, 2 Sleeve.
Damn, Sleeve.
And then people chiming in here. Ethan Woody even said, where's the they're both dickheads whose parents didn't give them enough attention option?
My word, Ethan.
Cart, I don't mean to be too forward. This is a huge win for the lore of Malik today.
Is it?
I think Sleeve tried to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe, and Malik put up a generational performance in response.
Wasn't Napoleon Dynamite a war general?
I don't know.
Sorry, not Napoleon Dynamite. Napoleon Bonaparte.
So Napoleon?
Yeah, but
like little man from the Napoleon complex?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Was he's a war general, right?
I think he was like a leader. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Malik. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Discord. Good job. Way to set the tone today. Cart, who are we brought to you by?
We're brought to you by no one currently, which is unacceptable because we are a channel that pumps out content and views, and we are a walking billboard. Greg is as white as a blank billboard. I am as big as a billboard. Use us. Take advantage of me, please. No one clip that. Take advantage of us. Also, don't clip that. But we have a great opportunity for you guys, for anybody out there who wants to sponsor this show. Tell your friends, tell your family. Damn it, if you want to sponsor yourself, it's very open right now. Like we say, where's the bidding start, Greg?
Technically zero.
Technically zero, so tap in.
Shout out to the few people who have DM'd me. A couple of people DM'd me and said, hey, I am interested in sponsoring the rest of July. What's it cost? I will send you information if you do that. Or if you want to just support us on a personal basis, join the Discord. It's number one way to do so. Link in the description. Let's get to the show. It's time to update our preseason top 25s. This also is an idea. So I created a channel last night, Cart, called Topics and Segment Requests. We're doing so much video stuff these days. I want to make sure we're doing videos about what people want to hear about. Like, I don't want to just keep doing random recruit videos if people aren't interested in certain players or even just the recruit videos in general. And we could be spending more time on things people want to hear about. Lots happening in the world of basketball and outside of basketball, too. If you want to hear us talk about, like, your thoughts on the U.S. men's national team or Wimbledon right now, we could be doing that if people want to hear about that. So I created a channel in the Discord for it where if you want to influence the show, you can join the Discord and let us know what you want to hear about. And in the process of that, we got a suggestion that I thought would be really good from Hyena Scar. And he said, it would be nice if like once a week, you guys all update your top 25s, maybe on Friday so Riley can join, but you would just know big moves up and down for all reasons. So I think in general, we should probably start keeping a list of our way too early top 25s. And Carl, I thought today it would be fun to kind of just go team by team and collectively come up with a way too early top 25.
Okay, I'm good with that.
All right, let's do it. So I think we need to come to consensus. That's how this has to work. So at number one, we're probably going to be in dispute on this based on where we've been previously. I'm going to hold strong, though. It's got to be Kansas.
I'm willing to go Kansas one for consensus if you give me Bama two. You can give me Bama two.
Yeah, I can give you Bama two. So if we're doing those consensus two, then does... Nah, let's do it. Because changes have happened. I think Duke has risen above UConn. In fact, I would argue Duke could be two here.
Ooh, so I was probably going to make an argument for Duke at like four.
You think UConn still belongs?
I still think you got to put the back-to-back champs at three.
Counterpoint. In a game between Duke and UConn, there is a world where Duke has the three best players on the floor.
There is a world where that happens. There's also a world where Dan Hurley, Cooper Flagg turned down Dan Hurley.
But here's my thing. We're
Greg,
not talking.
Greg. Cooper Flagg turned down Dan Hurley. Did you see the UConn photo shoot?
But this isn't program rankings. This isn't what's going to happen if they play head to head. This is rosters for next season. Duke's going to play 30 games against teams that aren't UConn next year. UConn's going to play 30 games against teams that aren't Duke.
Okay.
Duke has a better roster. They have more talent. They're a better team.
Is UConn after Duke then?
Yeah, I put UConn four.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go Kansas one. I'm going to keep track of this because this is going to have to be graphic.
Kansas one, Bama two, Duke three, UConn four. Also, now that I realized we're graphicking this, kind of want to put UConn two.
All right, come on,
we can leave them four, but goodness, man. Okay, what teams would you make an argument for at five? Because I'll throw some out and you can steer here. Houston, Gonzaga, Baylor feels like who you're going to tell me. Iowa State is up there as well.
Okay, so you know I've always been the biggest advocate of Houston, right? That I'll always have been, always will be.
Always.
There's stuff that goes on during the summer, Greg. There's vibes, there's guys playing, there's guys doing things. And that affects way too early top 25s. That's why we do this. I can't let Baylor go past five, given recent developments.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna talk about one in a short later today, VJ Edgecombe.
Yes.
So, okay, hold on then.
Well, I'm writing down though.
I have it too. We both can, but
I got a B already written.
are we sure Baylor shouldn't be ahead of UConn? You saw the VJ Edgecombe clip. You know who else is on this team. Who's better, Carton or Chad Omier or Terrace Reed?
Norchad.
Who's better, Jeremy Roach or Hassan Diallo?
Diarra.
Diarra, exactly.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm gonna
That's
get so much shit for that, but I
yeah.
am. Look, I am ignoring the three best players on UConn. I think
Okay.
Mahaney, McNeely, and
All right.
Caravan are great, but
We can't let.
why? Scott Drew's a champ. They're good. VJ Edgecombe's insane.
So we did put Baylor. Okay, but in this exercise, I mean, how long are we going to keep doing that? Because like, is Gonzaga's roster better than UConn's?
No, it's not.
Okay, so if we go Baylor at four, UConn five.
I just want to know who you actually think has a better roster between Baylor and UConn.
I think Baylor has a better roster.
I do too. So why do we have Baylor? Are we willing to just say we don't care and we're putting Baylor
Because
five somewhere?
coaches are a thing. If we want to do better rosters, we might have Illinois at seven.
So you don't believe in Scott Drew then, who I think you've had your number one ideal coach
I
for
do believe in
quite a
Scott
while.
Drew, but there's also a coach out there that's won back-to-back national championships.
Here's my way of deciding this. Can you name me who the other two starters are on Baylor quickly that aren't Jeremy Roach, VJ Edgecombe, and Norchad Omier?
It'll probably be Langston Love and ooh, Jaden Nunn.
So they're gonna go three tiny guards with VJ Edgecombe at the four.
Who am I missing from Baylor right here?
UConn four, Baylor five. Let's move on.
Wait, for real though, who am I? I literally got the lineup right. Projected starting lineup: Jaden Nunn, Jeremy Roach, VJ Edgecombe, Langston Love, Norchad.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine they play four tiny guards like that and a 6-7 center. I just can't. I mean, they could, but like
I think
they got a bunch of 6-7, 6-9 dudes off the bench. One of them's gotta play.
okay. All right, that's fine.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. So I'm UConn four, Baylor five. Let's move on.
All right.
After Baylor. We could go Iowa State. We could go Houston. We could go. I feel like those are probably the real two, honestly. We got to get a Big 12 flurry. I would consider Gonzaga if you want, or you're into like Arizona, North Carolina, Auburn.
I'd like to go Houston here.
Okay. I have no issue with this. I think you can sort our next four here, and I won't be overly mad. If there is something I want to tweak, I'll say it.
Okay, so we got Baylor five, Houston six. I'm gonna go Iowa State seven.
No issue with that. I would put Iowa State above Houston, but I won't fight you.
Okay. I'm gonna have to ask you that if you committed to saying you're not gonna fight me, you can't say you're not gonna fight me after every single pick I make.
Well, I can jab you without trying to knock you out.
That's true. God damn, that was a bar. Okay, I'm gonna go. Okay, I need to consult you on this one because this might get a little bit different. There's a world where I want to put Arizona eight and Gonzaga nine.
I can't get there. My big issue is I only love three players on Zona, and everything else feels pretty unproven to me.
Okay, I agree. Actually, I agree. I mean, they're bringing Khalif Battle off the bench for damn for
Yeah.
that one. All right, Gonzaga eight. Ooh, I'm gonna go Arizona nine. And this is the last one before I get fought.
Love that I pre-scheduled a fight with you. But
yeah, thank you. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Auburn at 10.
Really?
Yes, I think so.
What puts Auburn above North Carolina for you?
The Lubin, the starting center thing for sure is definitely a factor. The press tour of players going around saying they're getting paid while North Carolina's acting poor.
You're right. You're right.
Like, the vibes are bad right now for Tar Heels.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Sorry.
You're right. Okay. I'm with it. All right. So our top 10 is Kansas, Bama, Duke, UConn, Baylor, Houston, Iowa State, Gonzaga, Arizona, Auburn. Here's my next best available, and this is where I'm going to start fighting for some teams I believe in. I think North Carolina's up here. You like Texas A&M. I think Arkansas is up here. You could put Tennessee up here. You could put Creighton up here. You could put Purdue. You could put Indiana in the mix here. Outside of that, I think it ends up really wide opening up. Texas post Kaluma also probably belongs somewhere in the mix. I'm going to lead off here. I want Indiana as close to the top 10 as possible. And I think they have a better roster than the last three teams we've named.
So you want them over? You want, oh man, that's pretty high, Gregory.
They have a better roster than all of these teams. I don't know why we're pretending like they don't.
Is this top 25 rosters or teams?
Rosters are the teams until we see the teams. It's all speculation, but like we're trying to rank what the best collection of players is for next season. Like that's what this is. They can't be much worse than 11th, man. They can't. Like you have Mbako is a lottery.
One argument. North Carolina still has RJ Davis.
Yeah, and they have no center.
They have RJ Davis.
They have no center. They have no center. And they don't have a lottery pick, and you have Mbako 13th in your lottery based on the exercise we did yesterday.
They could have a lottery pick, though.
They didn't in the exercise we did yesterday. We've gone through this. I know you believe in the players on this team. You just don't believe in the coach. But now we believe in Hubert Davis enough to elevate Van Allen Lubin over Umar Ballo.
Hubert Davis has done way more than Mike Woodson's done.
Hubert Davis is a Caleb Love making shots for 2 weeks merchant.
Oh, no, don't do that. You were a two-seed last season.
Oh, excuse me. What happened after that? What'd they do?
Lost in the Elite Eight?
What, like, we're gassing up. That win over Michigan State's worst team in three decades was huge.
They were a two-seed. Like,
and who did they beat in the tournament? What did they do? What did they do? What did they do, dog? We're real hyped. They were down 15 to Tyson Walker.
All right, man.
We'll sick.
I'll give you Indiana.
I don't get it, man.
You're going to just be prepared. Just be prepared.
I don't like the undertones of what you're telling me right now, but
be prepared.
I'm not prepared. I think they're good. I think they're good.
Be a damn shame to work out.
After my passionate Indiana argument, I'm going to steer here still, but you can end up making some calls. I would go Arkansas or North Carolina next. I like Arkansas's roster better than North Carolina.
I do too. I've just to give you an insight, I've shifted into heavy roster look for the rest of these.
I like that. So Arkansas 12.
Arkansas 12.
North Carolina 13.
North Carolina 14. Texas A&M
13?
13.
I can't do that. Because that's asking me to believe Wade Taylor's better than RJ Davis. I think the team makeups are similar. They're going to ask one guy to shoot 37 times a game.
All right, UNC 13.
UNC 13. I'm fine with Texas A&M 14, even though it disgusts me. All right, let's reset. Teams I think are now in play at 15. Tennessee, Creighton, Purdue, Marquette, Texas, and I think you got to put Illinois in there now that the Kaspera stuff has come true and they've added Will Riley.
I'd probably go
There's got to be a low bar for Purdue coming at some point. Like, we can't put them lower than a certain point upcoming.
I wasn't gonna let Purdue go past. I wasn't gonna let Purdue go past 17.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I was thinking like Purdue 17, Illinois 18, and then you talked to me on 15 and 16.
So 15 and 16, if we were going to put teams ahead of Purdue, the two that I think make sense would be Creighton and Tennessee.
What order would you like that in?
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
If a friend asks how you're doing and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit HighFiveCasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
I'm good with either of those, just in any order.
Creighton's probably better on paper with Calk. But also, like, can we step back for a second? Do you think Ryan Kalkbrenner, Pop Isaacs, and Steven Ashworth is a better team than Braden Smith and TKR and Fletch and Heidi? Like,
maybe.
Does that sound right out loud to you? Because I don't believe in Steven Ashworth and Pop Isaacs.
I mean, Creighton has the best player.
Yeah, but do they? You take Calk over Braden?
Yes.
Whoa, I did not expect that at all.
And I love Braden, but Calk has been very special these past couple.
When we get to our player list, I would definitely have Braden ahead of Calk.
I know you would.
Interesting. All right. I guess Creighton 15. I'm in shambles. I didn't expect that quick of a yes from you. Tennessee at 16, Purdue at 17.
Yeah.
All right, that takes us to 18, where I think we could go.
Illinois.
Well, hold on. The three I would passionately argue for are Marquette, Texas, and Illinois. I think I like Texas's roster a little more than Illinois.
That's fine. I would if we do that, I would go Texas, Illinois, and then Marquette. No.
I'm trying to play the Texas versus Illinois game in my head. I trust Brad so much more than Ronnie Terry, but I've been
Don't try to put coaches into it now.
I mean, Jordan Pope, Tremont Mark, Trey Johnson, Arthur Kaluma, Caden Shedrick is like
a top 10 roster.
it's and they all fit together. Illinois is like, we have two lottery picks and we don't know.
Texas, Illinois, Marquette.
I don't know if Benham Rickhouse gets a minute on Texas's team.
I would love him on Texas's team.
Kylan Boswell plays 6 minutes off the bench for Texas.
Texas, Illinois, Marquette.
Texas 18, Illinois 19, Marquette 20. There are going to be Illinois people who are mad at us for this. However, this is the first time you and I have ranked Illinois this offseason. Do we want to address the obvious stuff that has changed is they've added Will Riley, they've added Kasperis, and reports are that Kasperis is a killer.
Yeah, if Kasperis is a killer and your best player is not supposed to be Kylan Boswell, then I like the team a lot more.
I saw a lot of people. We had the graphic of our way too early draft, mock draft yesterday. And it did really well. Shout out to Deter for posting it. But there were comments that were like, LOL, these guys are going to miss the tournament, right? You guys do realize when we were skeptical of Illinois' roster, they didn't have Kasperis or Will Riley.
Also, people made a good point in the comments. You can have multiple first round picks and lottery picks and not be good.
Yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah, it happens. So, like, I get it, but, like, let's relax.
But, like, I want people to realize, like, we are always people that, like, evolve as the game evolves. When things change, we put new thoughts into the world. Like, we're not going to sit here and say, because we said before they got Will Riley, they're going to miss the tournament. They're like, that's still the case when they've added a lottery pick. I don't see it that way. All right. We have five spots left here. Here's teams I would be willing to entertain in this top 25. Florida. Other way too early lists have Cincinnati and Ole Miss. I'm not sure I see those. Florida, Kentucky, UCLA, Rutgers, Texas Tech, Xavier, Kansas State, Coleman and Doug. I think those are probably it for me. I don't think I'd go much outside of those.
No, I would like to go Florida at 21.
I'm good with that. I think that's who I would have too.
All right, so I go Florida.
I'm kind of starting to buy into Rutgers stuff a little bit. The more we talk through this.
Okay, so there's four left, right?
There's four left.
If I had my picks, it would go. Ooh. So see, some teams gonna get left out. I think Kentucky should be in the top 25, actually. Okay. So at one of these four spots, I think we need Kentucky, even if it's at 25.
I'm not opposed to that.
Would you like to put Kentucky at 25?
I want BYU in one of these spots too.
Okay, because we're a Latter-day Saint podcast, I want BYU 24, Kentucky 25.
Do you think BYU has a better team, better roster than Kentucky?
Igor Devin's a lottery pick, and Cannon Catchings could be.
Yes.
Let's go BYU 24, Kentucky 25. So that means we have two spots to fill ahead of those two schools. I think you could go Kansas State. I think you could go Rutgers. I think you could go St. John's, buy into Kadari Richmond and Rick Pitino. Lead me, Cart. What do you want?
I want.
You know what? It's insane people act like Michigan's way far off. It's like.
Okay, this is not the time for this.
Glad Golden and Danny Wolf are not this far behind these teams.
Yeah, okay. Rutgers 22. And then you can pick between Ole Miss, UCLA, and Texas Tech and Kansas State for 23.
I want Kansas State 22, Rutgers 23.
Okay, deal.
All right. I feel good about that. Our final way too early top 25. Kansas, Bama, Duke, UConn, Baylor, Houston, Iowa State, Gonzaga, Arizona, Auburn, Indiana, Arkansas, North Carolina, Texas A&M, Creighton, Tennessee, Purdue, Texas, Illinois, Marquette, Florida, Kansas State, Rutgers, BYU, Kentucky. And for our next topic, we should do the top three things that Twitter's going to hate us for about that list.
Yeah.
NBA Summer League is almost here. It's one of my favorite times for basketball every single year, Cart. I just really like Summer League. Summer League was like built for people like me, I feel like. I've also had the dream that you and I will go to Summer League one of these years. It's a dream that will never come to fruition because of how busy you are and we're both going to have children by next Summer League. But like in my head, you and I just like pop out to Vegas for 3 nights and like go watch some half-ass basketball being played and hit the slots at night. I really would love that.
Do you like the slots?
I'm more of a table games guy, honestly.
Yeah, why are we hitting the slots?
I mean, when you hit a slot, you got to hit a slot, Phil. I feel that.
All right.
I want to know who, because we've seen Summer League superstars before, like, not translate to the NBA, but, like, what a Summer League it was. When I say, like, Summer League superstar, what names come to mind for you from the past?
Kyle Kuzma.
Killer.
Like, I'm really bad at like remembering Summer League killers, to be honest with you.
I mean, Lonzo Ball had a whole thing where it was like, oh my God. Yeah.
Might that Summer League team sport. Was just, one of those sneaky one. Luke Kennard had a nice, I thought Luke Kennard was going to be like some just killer guard.
Yeah, Luke Kennard was good. League. Stanley Johnson was good. There's always guys who don't translate that just it works in Summer League.
Gui Santos from the Warriors. He's played in like 9 straight Summer Leagues. He's always killed.
So that's what I want to know for this year. Who are the top 5 most likely Summer League superstars? And I think you and I should, again, come to a consensus today. I like agreeing with you today.
Okay. I think there should be 2 non-negotiables on here. Maybe 3.
The biggest non-negotiable, I think, has to be obvious.
Zach Edey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be stunned if he doesn't win Summer League MVP.
Zach Edey's on my list.
And then the second non-negotiable you're going to say is Dalton Knecht?
Yes.
Because he's a ready-made bucket.
And because there's going to be one Lakers player that always does.
You're right. Could it be Bronny?
No, it's Dalton.
Okay. All right, I feel good about those two. Now you said maybe 3. Who's maybe 3?
I have Brandon Pajemski at 3. AirPods.
Like the already NBA player guy?
Yeah.
Hasn't he been to Summer League before? Like,
I think he played. I'm not sure. I think he played in last year's Summer League. He might have been hurt.
Yeah. I don't like that answer because I feel like he's been to Summer League before.
So are we're probably only doing guys who have not played in Summer League yet then, correct?
I mean, you could convince me somebody, but like I would want proof that they're a Summer League killer. Like I don't want to take this dude who averaged 11 at Summer League last year and be like, he's a Summer League superstar.
I'm saying this upcoming one he's gonna.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that. I can't put him on my list. I can't do it.
What do you got in your mind right now?
Is the summer league played in Utah? Isn't there one that's like
one in California? Cool? There's like one before that's in like the Utah Classic, the California Classic, and then they go to Vegas.
I think there's one in Utah. Kyle's gonna be comfortable.
There's gonna have to be one Utah player on this list.
For sure. I'll rattle off some names. I think Bub Carrington could be a guy that like summer league feeder, and everybody's like, whoa. And then in the league, he just averages like 7.
Why do I feel like a Heat player has to be on here?
Pell Larson. He signed a deal already.
He did. I kind of want Pell to be on here. But he's not going to kill like that, is he?
Yeah, I think that would be too random. I mean, Sarin Rhys-Oshae could be said. Stephon Castle could obviously be said. Shepherd and Dillingham are fun. I don't know how good they're going to be in summer league. Honestly.
Nah, Dillingham's got to be on the list.
Out of those two. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, out of those two, you could convince me Reed Shepherd has like a like eye-opening week where everyone's like, whoa. People just fall in love with this game.
Like they expect Dillingham, but it's more so Reed Shepherd steals it.
And just like you experienced this from college, like the Reed Shepherd stuff all happened when the game started, you know? Like he didn't like come in with the accolades. It was just like watch this Kentucky team and like Reed's seeing shit before it happens. Like that could translate to summer league where he's like on SportsCenter top 10 all the time. People realize this guard's a genius.
Let's go Reed.
Okay, is Bub Carrington on the list already or no?
We can go Bub Carrington for 4, but 5, I think we actually might have to pick Sar. Like, what if Sar is just like this number one pick unicorn and just kid? Like, there's not going to be anyone to guard him in Summer League.
Is he playing Summer League for sure?
I'm assuming so. I have no reason to believe he's not.
Just trying to desperately see if there's any other name. I have 2 other names.
Who are those names?
Tell you, you get the ultimate say here. You can pick Sar or you can pick one of these two names.
Okay.
But also, I'm a be straight up. Sar does not strike me as a guy who wants to come dominate the summer league. Like, there's got to be some like want to there, you know?
Is there any chance Ron Holland's in this?
He could be, but I wouldn't put him on our list. Here's the two I would consider. Because, again, I think they need a reason to be like, why are they here wanting to dominate?
Wait, Greg. We're stupid. We are. Shame on us.
Who?
It's Baylor Shireman.
He was the third name I was about to leave off my list.
Leave off?
Yeah, because I think Baylor could be great, but I don't think he's going to be like a give him the ball, get out of the way guy. And I think that's got to be part of Summer League. Here's the two I feel strong about. You can tell me what you think, Hart. Number one, Isaiah Collier. Former number one overall rated player in his class. Everybody forgot about him because of injuries. He falls all the way to 29th in this draft. Like, he's as talented as any of these kids. He's going to be on the ball. You said we need a Utah Jazz player. Like, you could add this up and tell me, like, Collier shows up to this week. Like, I need to make a statement.
Okay, I could see that. Jazz player, too, so you're right.
Can I give you my second one, and then you can make the final call?
Yep.
There's a guy who, like, we're playing for a week, right? Like, it's this week we're playing for a week long setting. There's a guy who had the most dominant week I've ever seen in a week-long basketball setting no more than 3 months ago. Happened in Minnesota. Now he's in Minnesota.
Oh.
Terrence Shannon Jr. averaged like 36 a game in the Big Ten tournament. It was absurd. His game translates to just like open gym setting crazy shit. You could convince me there's some motivation from Terrence Shannon here. Like, I'm the 27th best player? Really? Yeah, teams didn't want to interview me? Really?
People were worried about my charges that I was innocent of. Really? I think I'll show what I got here.
Do we have two spots left or one spot?
We have one spot left, or we could bump Bub Carrington.
I would like to bump Bub Carrington for Collier and Shannon.
Okay. Who's four? Who's five?
Collier's five, Shannon's four.
Okay. So our final list of top five Summer League superstars. Number one, Zach Edey. Number two, Dalton Connect. Number three, Reed Shepard. Number four, Terrence Shannon. Number five, Isaiah Collier. I feel great about that.
I feel great about that.
That's also a nasty team if they could somehow play together.
Yes.
Final topic today. We joked about doing this, but why not have our final topic before you go on vacation be this very convoluted thing? I want to grade every single pick in the NBA draft, Cart. We don't need to elaborate on this. We don't need to spend 3 hours on this. There's 60 picks. But I want to go one by one through every single pick here, and I want you to just give me a letter grade and one sentence why it's that grade. Sound good?
Yep.
Atlanta Hawks draft Zachary Risache first overall.
C.
And one sentence, please.
His player comp is Harrison Barnes.
You would be a horrific teacher. This is an F. This is one of the worst picks in the draft. He is nowhere close to the best player in this draft class. Two, the Wizards draft Alex Saar.
B plus.
Think this is an A? You get the guy everyone thinks is the best player, not at first overall. That has to be a don't overthink it A. Houston Rockets are third. They drafted Reed Shepard.
I like Reed, so I'm going to give this a B.
So solid C. I'm concerned on fit with everything else Houston has, but you can't knock what Reed Shepard is capable of. The San Antonio Spurs were fourth. They drafted Stephon Castle.
A. There's a world where they got the best player in this draft at four.
This is an A+. They got my number one rated player on my board at four. At five, the Detroit Pistons selected Ron Holland.
C minus.
I need a sentence, Carhart.
I wanted modest.
This is an F. I don't think any other team in the lottery was going to seriously consider taking Ron Holland, and we didn't phone call him or work him out prior to this. That's insane. Six, the Charlotte Hornets drafted Tejani Solan.
F, it's Tejani Solan at six.
Also an F, massive reach, crazy to me. At seven, the Portland Trailblazers drafted Donovan Clingan.
B plus, because I like the value getting him here. Don't know if I necessarily like the fit next with Ayton in the fold, but I like the value of Clingan at seven.
I'm going to give it an A. It would be an A plus if DeAndre Ayton was not their starting center. But this is fantastic value for Clingan at seven. At eight, the Spurs drafted Rob Dillingham. They traded him to the Timberwolves. So for the Wolves, Rob Dillingham at eight.
A plus. Perfect scoring point guard that can fit in with a defensive-minded team.
Give it an A minus. I have a few questions on who Rob Dillingham will be in the NBA. But it is a good situation, and if it's just for the second unit, okay, that works. At nine, the Memphis Grizzlies drafted Zach Edey.
A plus, love the fit, love everything about it. Playoff ready team,
perfect. A plus, come outside, Kristen Peak. Let's play. Let's dance. Let's have a game of ball. At 10, the Utah Jazz drafted Cody Williams.
I give this an A minus. I really like Cody Williams. I think he can develop into something. I think he can fit next to guys like Keontae George. Who knows what they do with Lauri Markkanen, but I really like this pick. I like Cody Williams.
I'm gonna give it a B plus. I think I'm not mad at this pick whatsoever. Cody's good, but also, are we sure Cody's good? And also, it does feel a little earlier than people had expected Cody to come off the board. 11, the Chicago Bulls drafted Matis Buzelis.
A minus, because I love the pick, but it's the Bulls.
A plus, the Bulls stumbling into the guy I have as the second best player in the class at 11 is
An insanely great result for the franchise in Chicago. At 12, the Oklahoma City Thunder drafted Nikola Topic.
Hey, I love Topic's game. I think it fits perfectly too into what they're doing at OKC.
We're very split on this, so I might want to drill into this. I give this a D. Why do you think this fits so perfectly?
Well, did you love the things that Giddey was doing for this team?
That's what I'm confused about.
So, like, imagine Zach Giddey. Imagine if Josh Giddey was actually, like, really good at hoop.
He is, and he's out.
And Topic is about 10 times the basketball player that Josh Giddey is.
That's why this is a D to me. It makes no sense. People ran Josh Giddey out of town, even though Josh Giddey was good, specifically because he didn't fit with SGA. And now we're like, we drafted Josh Giddey with a torn ACL.
No, we drafted a 10 times better player than Giddey that actually fits.
I don't think he is 10 times better than the guy who got the youngest triple-double in NBA history.
You really fall for that triple-double and Zach Giddey's, like, sweet passes.
I think Giddey's good, and I don't think Topic is going to be significantly better than this, and he's hurt. I would have looked for a completely different archetype than Josh Giddey 2.0. 13, the Kings drafted Devin Carter.
I'm going to give this a B-. I'm like not in love with it. I would have liked to see them go somewhere else.
There's been a lot of Devin Carter hype that makes me want to give this a good grade, but I don't buy the hype. I think he's just an okay role player in the NBA, so I'm going to give this a pure C. They got the guy they wanted. I just don't know that that's what I would have done at 13. 14, the Portland Trailblazers drafted Bob Carrington, but then they traded him to the Washington Wizards. So Bob Carrington for the Wizards at 14.
I'm giving this a D. Only because I'm not a Bub Carrington guy.
It's a D because this is weird value. Bub should not have been a lottery pick at all. Yeah. And you could have gotten Dalton Connect. You could have gotten some of these other guys that came up. 15, the Miami Heat took Khalil Ware.
I'm giving this a C-.
I'm giving it a C. Why do you give C-?
I think people are thinking like, oh, Khalil Ware will buy into the Heat culture where this could very well end where like Ware doesn't play.
Yeah, he's just not good enough for the culture.
Yeah.
He also, like, he's not ever going to beat out Bam, and they could have gotten things that would help their starters more than like a backup center. Again, Dalton Connect sitting right there. Just put Dalton Connect in Miami. Everything goes great. 16, the Philadelphia 76ers drafted Jared McCain.
A+ for me. I like the pick for them. I think it brings shooting. I think that they're not gonna really ask too much of him. I don't think he'll start for this team. Like, I think it's I like the pick.
I'm so fascinated by how the McCain thing's gonna work. I'm not nearly as high. He shot worse than Zach Edey did from three at the combine. I think there's a lot of gimmick stuff going on with McCain right now.
Who's the better shooter between the two? Like,
I'm gonna give him a C. 17, the Los Angeles Lakers drafted a shooter who's better than Jared McCain, who the Sixers could have just taken, Dalton Connect.
A+.
A+. One of the best picks of the draft. The Orlando Magic took Tristan DeSilva, 18th.
B-. Actually, nah, C-. They could have got TSJ at the spot.
Yeah. I'll give it a C. He's fine. I don't expect anything crazy. It's the right value, but there were better values on the board. 19, Toronto Raptors take Jakobi Walter.
I guess a B+. I think he can bring some shooting as a spot up shooter to that team. Surround Scotty Barnes and like the younger guards they have with some shooters. I think Jakobi Walter can fill into that role immediately.
Yeah, I'll give it a B. I believe in Jakobi Walter. I don't hate the value there. 20, the Cavs took Jalen Tyson.
A D. I think it's a reach, and there's players they could have got.
Yeah, same thing. I don't think it's a complete disaster, but this is like 10 spots higher than I would have thought Jalen Tyson goes. 21, Yves Mesi of the Pelicans.
I actually like the value because I like Mesi a lot. I'm going to go B+ here.
Yeah, I was going to say you've been gassing up Mesi all pre-draft, so I'd be surprised if you didn't like this pick. I'll give it a B. You've convinced me Misi's going to be good. 22, Daron Holmes was drafted by the Suns, then traded to the Nuggets.
A. I love Deron Holmes, and I love the situation that he's in. Like, he can just be the backup center for Jokic.
Yeah, I'm going to go A as well. I have some questions on Holmes and who he is in the NBA, but the Nuggets got their guy, and I don't think this is bad value. So, to me, you executed the plan. You earn an A. 23, the Milwaukee Bucks drafted A.J. Johnson.
You go first.
F. Worst pick I've seen in a very long time.
D minus.
D minus.
I still love AJ.
That's crazy. 24, the Knicks took Kyshawn George, and then he was traded to the Wizards.
I'm going to give this a C minus. Like, George is like a guy, but like, now they have George and Carrington. Like, what are those guys going to do? Just try to out-potential each other?
We'll give it a B because I think this is decent value and the Wizards should be taking upside swings. Kyshawn George is an upside swing. Like, okay. he might just be Jordan Poole, but a little bit better or worse.
Oh, nice.
At 24 in this draft, I think that's pretty good. 25, the Knicks took Pacome Dabie.
F.
He's not that bad. I'll give it a D.
He's not that bad. I'll give it a D.
He's not as bad as some of the other F-worthy guys in this draft. 26, the Wizards took Dylan Jones. They traded him to the Thunder.
Kind of like the fit with the Thunder for him. He just maybe be a bench guy. But it's a reach, I think, a little bit. I didn't think he was a first-round worthy, so I'll give it a C+.
This was a C until Dylan Jones dropped his quote of, like, I needed to be the guy to know what my guy needs. I love that. He's a B now. Great, great team player. 27, the Timberwolves took Terrence Shannon.
A+.
A+. 28, the Denver Nuggets took Ryan Dunn. Then they traded him to the Suns.
They need some defense on the team. He can at least do that. Value's not terrible. I'll go B.
I think it's a B for the Suns, too. It's a really good team fit. Also, retroactively, I'd like to bump the Nuggets down a grade because they could have just taken Ryan Dunn instead of done the whole Deron Holmes trade-up dance. 29, the Utah Jazz took Isaiah Collier.
I actually like this. I think it's a good upside swing for the former number one recruit, and they get him at 29.
I think it's an A+. I really do. These last two were great, great, great value for the talent level they are. And then the 30, the Boston Celtics took Baylor Shireman.
A+.
A+. Superstar role player. Yeah. He's going to be great. We said we were going to do every pick.
Every pick?
The Raptors took Mogbo. Letter grade. Quick.
C.
C. 32, the Jazz took Filipowski.
A.
Trying to think of a letter joke. I don't have it. I was going to say like the scarlet letter, but it doesn't work like that. We'll give this a D. 33, the Bucks took Tyler Smith.
B.
D. 34, the Trailblazers took Tyler Kolek and traded him to the Knicks.
A.
D, and also the Knicks acting like he's going to push Jalen Brunson is hilarious. 35. The Spurs drafted Johnny Furphy, traded him to the Pacers.
A.
B. 36, the Pacers drafted Juan Nunez, traded him to the Spurs.
C minus.
F. 37, the Wolves drafted Bobby Klintman, traded him to the Pistons.
F.
F. My new least favorite pick in the draft. 38, the Knicks drafted A.J. Mitchell, traded him to the Thunder.
A.
B+. 39, the Grizzlies drafted Jalen Wells.
B.
D. 40, the Trailblazers drafted Oso Igudaro, traded him to the Suns.
B+.
A. 41, the Sixers drafted Adam Bona.
A-.
D. 42, the Hornets drafted KJ Simpson.
B-.
F. 43, the Heat drafted Nikola Jurisic.
A D.
A. I like Nikola Jurisic. I really do. 44, the Rockets drafted Pel Larson. And then they traded him to the Heat. Sorry. All these trades are getting in the way. A+ for Pel Larson. 45, the Kings took Jamal Shedd, traded him to the Raptors.
A.
B. 46, the Clippers took Cam Christie.
F.
A plus. 47, the Magic took Antonio Reeves, trading him to the Pelicans.
B minus.
C. 48, the Spurs took Harrison Ingram.
A minus.
C. 49, the Pacers took Tristan Newton.
B plus.
A. 50, the Pacers took Enrique Freeman.
C.
F. 51, the Knicks took Melvin Ajinka and then traded him to the Mavericks.
F.
I got to be honest. I thought Melvin Ajinka was taken 11 drafts ago. I got to give an incomplete. I'm unaware of who that is. 52, the Warriors took Quentin Post and then traded him to the Thunder and then to the Blazers and then to the Warriors again.
Okay. Oh, my word. C.
I like Quentin Post. I'm going to give this a C plus. 53, the Pistons took Cam Spencer, traded him to the Grizzlies.
B minus.
A. I like it. 54, the Celtics took Anton Watson.
C.
C. 55, the Lakers took Bronny James.
A plus.
A plus.
A plus.
Why?
Because family's everything.
I think this is an F. He is the least deserving NBA player I've seen in my life. 56, the Suns took Kevin McCullough, traded him to the Knicks.
B plus.
Okay. B. 57, the Grizzlies took Ulrich Chomchi, traded him to the Raptors.
D.
D. And then the Mavs took Ariel Huck-Porty, traded him to the Knicks at 58.
B minus.
It's a D. I hated that exercise. One big thing presented by nobody. What is it?
My one big thing is that I just want people to sometimes consider the fact that maybe one round is good enough.
Oh, come on, really?
Apply that to any part of your life.
Good Lord, man. Wow, I really am a multi-round guy because every time we finish a golf round, I'm like, let's play 9 more.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Wow. Like rounds of shots. I'm always like, let's do those again. Mm-hmm. I'm a multi-round guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
My one big thing
is that people who are round should not get to comment on how much round is too much. Have a great 4th of July, everybody.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.